An unusually high demand for domestic iron ore from northern Minnesota and western coal from Montana and Wyoming through Superior caused the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to keep the Sioux Locks open an extra 10 days until January 25th. Lake Carriers Association's Glenn Nekvasil in Cleveland says this won't become an annual extension.
This was a one-time request. The steel industry had a late surge in 2003, and you know, especially seeing as the tariffs on imports are gone, we just could not take a chance on letting that momentum slip away, because their 2004 is kind of a whole new ballpark for them. We got to start out with every advantage we can.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Michigan Department of Environmental Quality all had to agree on the extension, since plowing ice flows can cause environmental damage. Nekvasil says ships are encountering plenty of ice with below normal temperatures this month.
Mother Nature has set in. It's definitely winter up there, but we have adequate Coast Guard ice-breaking resources, and our vessels have the hull strength and the horsepower to get through ice. So we are hopeful that this extension will enable us to meet the needs of the steel production and power generation.
The Sioux Locks are only used by ships coming to and from Lake Superior. Lake Michigan traffic doesn't need to use the locks to connect with the lower Great Lakes and runs limited shipping year-round. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.